The message the substance abuse community wants New Hampshire lawmakers to hear is this.
It took years of policy neglect to get us into this situation, and it's going to take years of policy support and implementation to get us out of it.
That was Linda Paquette, the executive director at New Futures, a nonpartisan advocacy group for substance abuse policy in the state. She and other advocates gathered at the Statehouse Tuesday to applaud the legislature for its work last session, but to also stress that much more work needs to be done when lawmakers return to Concord this January. They say that work includes restoring the state's alcohol fund, removing barriers to insurance, and making Medicaid expansion permanent. And at the federal level, Congresswoman Annie Custer hosted a roundtable discussion to outline the work Congress has been doing in D.C., including securing an additional $5 million for prevention and recovery, as well as increasing the number of medically assisted patients physicians can treat. And looking ahead, Custer says working on policies to stop the influx of drugs into the Granite State will be a top priority.
And this is a terrible statement, having lived here my entire life, but my two sons, 28 and 25, are living in Brooklyn, New York, and they feel safer to me than if they were here in New Hampshire. And there's something wrong with that picture.
According to the CDC, New Hampshire has jumped from having the 24th highest number of drug deaths per 1,000 people in the country to being third. Last year, nearly 440 people died from a drug overdose, and officials say this year's numbers are likely to exceed 500. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.